Northwestern University recently reported that the amount of journalism across the state is dropping precipitously. For a while, NPR Illinois has been very interested in being able to cover more of the community. In 2024, we did a listening series around the community. Our hope was not only to hear about different communities, but also to find some people in those communities who would be willing to report out on them. We're proud to announce today we're doing our first trial of what we're calling J-Corps, or Journalism Corps. We work with some interested citizens to train them to be community journalists and have them actually report on something. We're really excited today to have our reporters here. Amina Rockman, tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Amina. I am originally from Canada, but I've lived in Chicago for almost 20 years, and then I moved here to Springfield about 4 years ago. I'm really excited to be a part of this project to learn, also to get an opportunity to talk about the communities that I'm part of, one of which is the Muslim community here in Springfield. I was lucky enough to be part of the listening sessions, both with the Interfaith Society of Springfield, the Greater Springfield Interfaith Society, as well as with the Muslim community. It was a great opportunity to also get to hear about other communities because we listened to the other listening sessions.
And we're joined by your daughter.
I'm Hafsa. I'm 16 years old. I'm a junior at Glenwood High School. I've been interested in journalism for a while, possibly as a career one day for myself. And I really like to let other people get to know about Muslims in my community because often they don't see like parts of that. I think this is a really good opportunity to get people to know something a little different.
Sometimes people have a little bit of resistance to go and ask a question because they feel like shy or they don't know if it's a nice question to ask. So sometimes if you give them more information, they'll feel more comfortable to come and ask.
Along the way, if something develops that day or something happens in the community, it may not end up being in your final report, but it may be something to let us know that the community is thinking about. As we were sitting down today, they were announcing a ceasefire in Gaza and Israel. Is that something that will be a discussion in the Muslim community, the interfaith community?
Definitely, because for Muslims, Palestine is a very special place. The things that happen to other Muslims around the world, it's very important for us to support our brothers and sisters. A lot of Muslim people will be thinking about them now, especially as things calm down a little and hopefully less people are unsafe and in danger. It is a big deal for things like that to happen in our community, and it definitely gets thought about in households and in the community itself.
Have you had some thoughts of what you might want to report on?
I definitely want to start sharing some of the basics about Muslims because I feel like as a high schooler, a lot of people just don't know very simple things like why I wear a scarf on my head or why I go to pray during my study hall sometimes.
Is there anything that has you at this point a little uneasy about what you gotta do?
It's definitely a new thing, the stuff I have to learn about it. Even though it's focused on our community, we have to remain objective. I'm mostly excited, but there's definitely a little like anxiety how to do everything.
Really excited to learn and to get a chance to showcase the community, but also hopefully other people will be inspired to share their community as well so that we can all benefit.
We also have a editor from here at the University of Illinois Springfield. Priyanka Deo will be editing.
I'm very excited about what our community reporters are going to produce, and I'm excited to help them script it and formalize it so that it becomes a fluid story. A lot of it is going to be based on their experiences. Any minority group living in a small town, it is a different experience. I'm quite excited to hear what they have to say and what they have experienced because I myself am from a minority group. It can't just be, oh, I went to school and I felt this. It has to be journalistic. It has to be objective. It has to have an angle. It has to tell a story. So that is what I hope to help them with. And I'm sure we'll have a fantastic piece at the end of it.
If you have any constructive thoughts or suggestions, please email us at engage@mprillinois.org. That's engage@mprillinois.org. Amina Rockman and her daughter, Hafsa, who will be community reporters. Priyanka, thanks for joining us and helping us out with this project. Stay tuned week to week. You'll see how things are happening.